I thought it was, you know, it was a good win, but we, they obviously were hurting us with the pick and roll. It's just things we're going to have to work on as we go on in the season. You know, we talked about it, and we can make adjustments, but right now you want to see how we react to it when they involve Yao. But I really thought it was at the other end we really got real stagnant, and we didn't execute like we should have to keep them at bay. But overall, you know, you knew they were going to play better than they did at the start and shoot better than they did at the start. But, you know, it was a good one to get before we're heading to Dallas.
Encouraging to see you guys start fast on like that first couple of games.
Yeah, we got off to a good start. We defended well. Like I said, they missed a lot of shots, but we were playing pretty well. But I think it started in the second quarter when we got a little stagnant offensively. We really never picked it up. The only thing was good about the night offensively, you know, we had 23 assists and only 10 turnovers. But even then, we turned it over three or four times with that where we could open the lead up. And those are things we just have to keep working at.
Was there anything in particular you felt caused the offense to get
started? I really can't tell you until we look at it. I think we're trying to go into Yao. And, you know, he's got to make quicker and better decisions when he kicks it out and reestablish himself. They were playing a small team for a lot, so they're active. And that's the time you have to have trust in your teammates. If you make the right cut or you do things the right way, something good's going to happen. And we just couldn't, you know, but when you're not making the stops, you know, they scored every time down. You know, now it becomes harder and harder and harder. You make a few stops there and that lasts 6 minutes, and it probably opens up to a 20-point game. So those are things that, you know, we're going to have to just keep zeroing in on and talk about and keep working at. Yeah, Yao has to get. He was too far away from the guy, and if he's that far away, then they're just getting, you know, 10 to 12 foot jump shots, and we want to play soft with him, but not that soft. You know, we've got to get up, start even with your best we get time. Start even with your guy, and then back up a little bit. But he was 4 or 5 feet behind. If they say a good pick on Shane, then Roy was getting wide open looks, you know, that are pretty good shots. So those are things, you know, we can. There's things I thought about doing, but I wanted to see how it was going to play out. We had the lead. I wanted to see, you know, if we could get better at it, and yeah, if we could move up a little bit. And but, you know, like I said, that you're going to find things that are going to happen to you during the course of the season, and you're going to have to make adjustments to it. And you have to respond to it. But fortunately, we had a big enough lead that we could play it and see how it played out.
What was your feeling on fans calling for Steve?
I can't control that. You know, I can't control that. And there's, you know, if people want to do that, you know, it's part of the game, I guess. But you know, right now our rotation is what it is, and that's not going to change my mind on anything.
Could you talk about Luis Gola, his performance this game?
I thought he was very active. Went to the offensive boards well. I just really like both with him and Chuck. We have a really versatile. We have versatile foremen who can play do a lot of things. But I thought he rebounded well. He was very active, and you know he's getting more and more comfortable.
Those two guys. One of the things you like is you really get 48 minutes of high,
yeah,
energy.
Yeah, because I thought Chuck played well, too. I mean, I really, with a lead like we had, I was really contemplating, for instance, putting Chuck back in the game earlier for Yao. And then we would jump the pick and roll, and they wouldn't be able to do some of that. You know, there's a lot of things you can do that we've talked about. You change the momentum a little bit. But, you know, I think if we want Yao on the floor and we want to play with him offensively, we've got to find a way to make it work defensively, too.
How much can you put into your team on what's coming up the next couple of games, the back-to-back with Dallas and San Antonio? I mean, how much can you read into that about where you guys are?
You know, it's three games into the season, and you know they're probably, you know, probably two of the top, three or four teams in the league. You know, it's the same old story. As people ask me about where we are, and I say, well, we're the third best team in Texas right now. You know, so we got to suddenly try to move up with those two. That's a challenge. We're playing two teams that are very good, back-to-back, where one's waiting for us here, and that's life in the NBA. I'm more concerned about how we play, how we compete, when we go after teams like this. So it's going to be a good test for us. Whatever happens, I think we're going to learn a lot about ourselves. And that's why I said we really haven't, in the three games, we haven't played all that great offensively. Utah looked good because Tracy was so good. But we have to find a way to get some type of rhythm offensively more than we had it in spurts tonight, but we didn't have it enough. You know, and against teams like that, you've got to bring it, and everybody's got to be involved. Okay, thank you.